what I need, a twisted core reality, and what it takes to be a man, you'll never understand, so don't come crawling back to me. Don't be a man, you'll never understand, so don't come crawling back to me.
That was a Whisper of a Dream.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
guys. You. We got an audience here.
And there's a monkey.
And a monkey. If you like what you hear, you can check us out at myspace.com/SiobhanRose. I'm plugging myself. That's S-I-B-V-O-N Rose.
S-I-B-V-O-N.
B-V-O-N.
S-I-B-V-O-N.
All right, Dean.
Yeah.
How you doing over there?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm doing great.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Lee?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot on the air.
I'm checking the schedule and making sure the radio station runs.
Checking your email.
Well-oiled.
Checking Amazon for cheap books.
Facebook.
No, not you, so
he's
much.
Online.
You're bidding on eBay for video games? That's what
all
I
that fun
be,
stuff.
That's what I would be doing if I was all over
right.
There.
All right.
What are you guys doing?
We're interviewing you.
I'm bidding on eBay for cheap video games.
All right, I guess we'll play another song.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want to do?
All right, let's hit it hard. Love Me Right.
Okay.
This song's called Love Me Right. One.
Do we have any shows coming up for you?
I actually just played a show, and we're going to be hitting the studio soon. So,
okay. All right. So this will be on the next Siobhan Rose record.
Yes, it will.
I looked over there. Look out the window.
Wow.
There's like 100 people out the studio window, and I thought they were all there for us for like a second. My ego went through the roof, and then I was like, oh, they're just exchange students.
It's
getting off a bus. It's a tour bus.
That's the magic of radio. They are there for you. They just don't know
it. Thanks for supporting, guys.
Thanks, guys. We sing for you. We play for you. That's right. This guy. Woo! That song was called Love Me Right. It's going to be on the next Siobhan Rose album. Hit us up if you want to say hi. MySpace.com/SiobhanRose. S-I-B-V-O-N Rose.
Can all these people come in?
Can we invite someone in? I want the guy in the green.
I want the whole thing.
I want the guy in the green to come in. I want to sing a song to him.
Look at these guys.
This one's for you, guy in green.
I'm going to, like, go out and perform on the street to these people.
We will, afterwards. All right. Lee.
Yes. Where are we at?
How are we doing on time?
Oh, I'm going to turn my phone
off. You're doing good on time.
All right.
You're doing good on time?
We have about a half an hour left.
Awesome.
All right, so we have a half an hour left. We're going to be switching bands. Craig Marshall and I play in the same two bands. This band is Siobhan Rose, and then we will be switching over to State of Revolution soon, so...
Yeah, we like...
Now, how do you guys know each other?
Funny story.
Yeah.
Funny story.
You want to tell it?
Yeah, sure.
He's funnier.
All right, so basically, she was looking for a guitarist for her band. This is about 2.5 years ago. She was looking for a guitarist for her band, Siobhan Rose. And I was actually between tours for State of Revolution, and I was looking for new band members. I just got back from a U.S. tour. And I'm cruising through ads, and I see Rockin' Redhead looking for musicians or whatever. And I got a little sidetracked from the looking for musicians, and it kind of turned into looking for a new girlfriend. Looking for a redhead.
Oh, yeah, I have bright red hair.
And she's very beautiful. So I got very sidetracked, and we started talking, and I have found, Lee, in my time on this earth, that you have to be, you don't lie, but you be a bit overconfident, and that's how you get the women. And then you be too overconfident. And so, hey, no problem, let's hang out. When are you around? I go, I'm around at like 3 in the morning. And so am I. So we end up hanging out and at like 3 in the morning, and we end up talking.
We've been together ever since.
We've literally been together ever since. 2.5 years ago, 3 in the morning. And we pretty much moved in together right away after a dramatic escape from a bad man. A bad man who tried to kill her.
Oh, Jesus.
And, okay, wait. This is too much of my personal life here.
That's true. We're going into
this could be true. This could be not.
It's true. It's true. Sorry.
Anyways, so...
So you've defied death.
Yeah.
I have.
Several times. We'll get into that
State of Revolution.
Yeah, man. It's been an insane 2.5 years, actually.
But we didn't actually play together for probably about a year into our relationship because...
I kept fighting it.
I didn't want him to be in my band.
And I didn't want to be in her band.
And then we decided that...
It just worked.
It just worked, so...
And we've been on the road with each other, and...
It's fun.
Yeah.
Good times. All right.
Yeah.
Let's give the people some music.
Do a song about that.
All right. All right. Let's do Wild Hearts. Oh, Mistaken.
Let's not confuse the people.
Okay. All right.
We're gonna play Mistaken first. This is
the Siobhan Rose one.
The Siobhan Rose song.
Okay.
Sure. I guess this works. One, two, totally. 3, 4. I thought you said I was a baby. Stay in, can't make me that.
who's this guy?
Hi, guys.
Thank you. What are you
doing? Hey, sneaker boy.
What are you doing with the gloves? What are you doing?
Yeah, I was cleaning the bathroom.
Do you want to...
What's your name, man?
Want to come hang out?
No.
Work. What's your name? What's your name?
Bernard.
Bernard walked in with gloves and I was like, What's happening? We're live right now.
Bernard is famous.
The entire world is hearing Bernard clean the studio.
It's awesome.
Good stuff.
Hey, Chris, you should stand back from the
Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Craig.
Is it
See,
over?
Nobody can get anybody's name right to it.
Thank you. Actually, yeah, if I'm overpowered, yeah, please let me know.
You should stand a little closer to the mic.
All right, well, actually, I think we need to move a little bit around now because I think we're switching bands.
All right. We'll figure it out. Let me know if it's... Just push me away.
And then, yeah, Lee, if you could...
We don't have headphones on, so we're not sure.
Kind of move us around.
This
changes things up a little.
All right, man.
All right, cool.
All right.
Bernard.
Be
well, my friend.
All right. Give it for Bernard.
Oh, you know what? Here, can you get me a DVD?
Yeah, I'll give it... Bernard!
Yes.
Is this for Bernard?
This is...
Yeah, Bernard, thank you once again. Bernard.
Give it up
for Bernard. Yay! Sorry.
Lee, I want to give you a present.
On air.
Okay?
An on-air present.
This is actually... We're moving into the second half of this interview here. This is State of Revolution.
Wow.
So check out... give out the website for Siobhan Rose again.
We're ending Siobhan Rose. Bye, guys. MySpace. Bye, Lee. MySpace.com/Siobhan Rose. SIBVON Rose. We have a lot of good stuff coming up, so keep checking in, working on the album. Take it, Craig Marshall with State of Revolution.
All right, we are a dynamic duo. So I just handed Lee, that's our DVD, and together we did three tours in a row of America, or four tours, whatever it is, forget. But we had 20 hours of footage, knocked it down to 45 minutes, and it's crazy. So State of Revolution, go to myspace.com/State of Revolution, and that's the new DVD we just put out. And we have a gig coming up at Crash Mansion.
On the 30th.
And it's actually very rare that we get the full band lineup together these days, unless we're touring.
So this is just a one-off.
We have five people. Siobhan's in it. Siobhan is actually a backup singer, piano player, multi-instrumentalist for State of Revolution. And I play guitar for her. But yeah, it's five people. We have like a saxophone player. It's very just rock, you know. We've been compared to like Bruce Springsteen meets Rancid meets AC/DC, you know. So it's all that, but it's rock and it's a really good time. So
and on this DVD, you've played with like Fishbone, The Casualties.
Yeah.
He's played with The Casualties since he was like 11.
Since I was like 11.
Oh, really?
I had him in his backyard.
Yeah, there's an interview with Jake on there and. It's a really fun DVD because, yeah, man, I had them in my backyard in New Jersey when I was like, I don't even know. But I paid them like $30 and a can of chili, and that interview's on there, and Jorge's on there.
And they didn't even open the pool.
And Angelo Moore from Fishbone's on there.
Joan Jett riding a bike.
I don't know, a whole bunch of friends.
To Joan Jett riding a bike.
Warped Tour. We played Warped Tour.
She's riding it all around.
But yeah, we did a ton of stuff. And in 2006, we spent the whole year pretty much touring. And then I went on tour. I played for Total Chaos, hardcore punk band Total Chaos from L.A. Did a European tour. And this is really the... We've been off the road for a little while now, just working, getting money back up, and now we're starting to get back in the swing. So
Recording.
We've been recording forever. So we're just starting to get back out now. And so April 30th, State of Revolution, Crash Mansion.
And you want to go to www.meanifest.com, and you can RSVP for the show, and it's free.
Oh, yeah, it's
free. We play at 8:30. The band is State of Revolution. That's www.meanifest.com.
Might be N-E-Y. Anyway,
meanifest.com. It's not. It's New York.
Meanifest.com, and the show's free. And the first 10 people who come through the door, we're given a free DVD of this tour documentary we made. And Lee has it.
You must RSVP.
You must RSVP.
And it's free,
again,
so come
but
on out and play.
It's a good time. It's like Spinal Tap, the movie. It's a lot of fun. It's mostly backstage stuff.
It's
just ridiculous stuff.
So you don't turn up to 11.
No, we do. We turn up to 11.
Not here.
Not here, no, because I only have an acoustic. The acoustic goes, oh my god, look at all these little kids.
That's because we're...
Oh my god, that's adorable. There's like all these little kids outside now.
Kids.
I love kids.
Yep.
I love
kids.
Well, that's adorable.
Wait for the kids. They're so cute. We love
Hi.
You.
You haven't learned that life is very hard.
They do. They have to walk.
Life is hard. And we work 40-plus-hour jobs at tire delivery places.
All right, let's play a song. All right. Instead of...
All right, so this is Wild Hearts. And,
title
yeah.
track of the new album that we were recording.
Title track of the new album for State of Revolution. You ready?
I'm ready. Thank you, man.
Perfect team.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, so life-threatening thing. Crazy. Yeah,
life-threatening.
Crazy thing. We were in a riot. You can look it up. San Bernardino, California.
San Bernardino?
Yeah. We were in
Is that where Michael Jackson's ranch is? No.
It might be. Oh, but we know a friend that knows his dog, Marshmallow. But that's a whole other story. We were in a riot. We played the British Invasion Fest in 2006, and we were in a riot
together. Not only were we in a riot, we were on the stage, because we were backstage. We were on the stage with the band in which the riot started while they were playing.
And Siobhan got tear gassed.
I did.
It was probably started the riot, didn't
she? No,
we watched the riot from a stage
down. No, actually,
down.
Nazis started the riot. And we saw, this was like,
skinheads.
This was a crazy, crazy time, because we were just developing our relationship together, Siobhan and I, and so we're just like just starting to really get into the click of our relationship, and then like we're on stage and this huge riot breaks out because all these skinheads are Sieg Heiling, and I mean there's thousands
and
of people.
The punks got mad.
Punks got mad, so they started beating the crap out of everything, and there's stuff flying everywhere, and this guy right in front of us gets stabbed in the ribs. There's blood everywhere.
We were up on the stage watching this.
We were 5 yards from this guy, and there was just nothing we could do. Security was being overrun.
There was about 700 punks. They pushed down the gates and started stabbing this guy, kicking him in the head with his steel-toed boots. I saw his face fill up with blood.
It was horrible. But it was a defining moment in our relationship together.
Because we saved each other.
We saved each other. Everyone was complete mayhem.
So we jumped off the stage.
Yeah, and we had to find the rest of the guys in our band. We were all split up.
Off the stage.
So we jumped off the stage and we ran through this yard.
We had to jump a fence.
We had to jump all these fences. And
I'm taller than Craig.
And it's like a mile
so
around
him
this
over
complex.
The fence.
She had to help me over. And we ran around this complex and we saw our sax player running with.
He was the only one
that grabbed the merch. He thought to grab the merch and all this mayhem. So he's wheeling the merch tub. And he's like, we can't find the rest of the guys. We had to run. Oh, it was insane.
We finally found our drummer after the stadium was actually tear gassed, and he was forced out with the record label guy.
Oh, and Matt went to a Walmart and ripped out hospital pages out of the Yellow Pages because we couldn't find our bassist. We thought he might have ended up in the hospital.
It was wild, but he was actually nuts. With some chick
that
he met.
You need your own personal jet.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Best time of our lives, man.
Yeah.
That was the start of that tour.
You guys seem like you're always on the run from something.
We absolutely, yeah, for real, no lie.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So I shouldn't invite the police in.
No, it's cool. We're chill.
We're actually pretty chill with the police.
But,
the police
troubles
are not your problem.
No.
Trouble seems to just follow us.
Absolutely.
Or excitement, depends how you look at it. What are we going to play next, Craigie? Mr. Craig Marshall of State of Revolution.
What are we playing?
So the plugger.
Do you want to do Lonely in Love?
Sure.
Check this out,
Dynamic Duo.
All right. yeah, again, April 30th, Crash Mansion, State of Revolution's playing. How are we on time? Are we screwed? Are we all right?
We have about 14 minutes.
Excellent. All right. Do another one here. Lonely in Love.
You can't heal this broken heart. It's too late. Oh, I'm sorry. Take these love letters back.
Don't
be
Thank you, sir.
You got my coffee.
Oh, my God.
We're going to party started. Let's
thank
get
you,
it
thank
started.
Thank you.
All right.
I forgot totally spaced on the course.
That's all right. That's cool.
You saved me.
We saved each other.
I think
that's
you,
cool.
You drank, did
it was
you drink
like another riot. I have some water. Yes. Talk to the people. Yes. Talk to the people, Craig.
Oh, yeah. So this is
a... another question for us, Lee.
Yeah.
Send us in the right direction, baby.
What's your favorite color?
Puce.
Blue, baby. Like
I love. Oh, actually, I love purplish blue. For real, like that. Such a soothing color, man. Soothing. All my gear at home, it's all lighted. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, purplish blue. Gear. See over there on like your hard drive and stuff. You have like those blue
like
lights.
Purple jumpsuit he's wearing today. Yes, that's a nice purple jumpsuit.
I got the sequins. I pasted on the sequins last night, and my mom helped me.
Tighten. You look beautiful. You look like Elton John.
It's tight.
Rhinestone cowboyish, actually.
It's tight in the crotch.
Don't you hate when your mom asks you that?
Yeah.
I guess they only do that to boys, though.
What does your mom ask?
If everything's tight in the crotch.
If you go with your mom when you're younger to little boys, you know, they say, does it fit in the, do you have enough room in the crotch?
And no, that's not the problem. It's Craig. Craig, oh. Is there enough room in the crotch?
Oh, when they
scream
your
name. Mom, stop saying my name. Now you've identified me to Sears. And everyone at Sears wants to know if my crotch is okay. And we just went through this because we have like all these weddings to go to, and she's.
But
so,
I did not ask if you had enough room in the crotch.
You said, Craig, do the pants fit? Now, of course the pants don't fit because we've been off tour for like 7 months. Just eating Chinese food.
All right.
Now, Siobhan.
Yes.
How did you find us?
That's
I
a great question.
Actually,
how did you end up here?
I am a nanny. I like to rock and roll with the kiddies around the Upper East Side. So I actually babysit some kids that go to a school down the street. And I was walking around and I saw the window that said, come on in. And so I came on in and asked some questions.
What school do the kids go to?
I don't want to disclose this information.
Oh, really? Oh, is that?
You are
well,
quick. You
are, I mean, is that an issue with the families that you
Not with the families. This family's very chill. It's just in New York City, there's already so much security with and so much stuff with kids. I just don't, you know.
Yeah,
you don't want to put them at risk at all. You know, if someone researches something, I don't know.
It's moments like that that I realize how brilliant you are. That is brilliant.
Thank you.
I would have been
that
like,
sweet.
They go to that, and their name is that, the social security number.
No.
How did you get into being a nanny?
I love kids. I'm the oldest of four children. So I love kids. I love teaching them music. I love teaching them things, and they teach me so much back. It's ridiculous. So I learn a lot from them. They make me smarter.
Did you like put an ad in Craigslist or something? Or
when I first moved to the city, about
five. Not being a nanny, though. No,
about 5 years ago, I put something on Craigslist. This is when actually you could, you know, find things on Craigslist. I put something out saying, you know, I wanted to babysit, and this family actually responded, and I babysat for them at night. You know, it was like a nighttime sitter thing when they needed, you know. When they went out once in a while.
The security cameras and...
Yeah, the nanny cam. I'm always terrified. I'm like, if I drink their Diet Dr. Pepper, are they going to, you know, are they going to see and then yell at me later? Yeah. No, but now the kids are older, so they needed, you know, someone during the day. And I was totally down for the job because it's a lot of fun. It keeps you young.
Do you live with them or you're...
No,
Oh, okay.
I don't. I live...
But you would if you could.
I don't know.
Catherine's cute.
Shh.
See what I mean?
Here on the radio.
He's awful.
When I said Catherine,
Kaplan.
I meant
Kaplan.
Kaplan.
All right, enough.
Kristen.
That's all right. There's a lot of Catherines, but yeah, she's cute. I love my mom very much. A lot.
You see what I mean?
She's a rock star. She actually came in here the other day and played drums. I don't know if you were
your
here.
Mom
did, the littlest one that I babysit.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that's her. She came in and she was she was singing like five green and speckled frogs, and she was playing the drums. She's so
eating the most delicious bugs.
Yum, yum.
Wow. So that's a song.
It's a kid's song.
It's a kid's song, but she was like totally rocking it out on the drums, which was cool.
I did not know that.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that song.
I'll bring her in later. She knows every song. Like, it's amazing.
Who wrote that song? Five Beatles, Michael
Frost. I don't know. The same guy who wrote Row Your Boat and, like, you know, Mary
guy.
Had a Little Lamb. That guy.
Yeah.
All right. Want to kill it with one last song?
Let's think it, yeah. Singing. No, I shouldn't be doing this on air. I should be doing this in my head. But I was thinking, if you sung it like this, it could be like Manowar wrote it. So it'd be like, little speckle fried, sitting on a very lucky day, the most delicious.
State of Revolution, we have a gig April 30th at Crash Mansion. It's free. We go on at 8:30. We go on meanyfest.com. That's meanyfest.com. Just RSVP and you get in the show for free.
And first 10 people get our tour DVD, City After City, A Year on Tour in America, which we've given to Lee so generously.
We've plugged ourselves so much. MySpace.com/State of Revolution. What are we going to play to end this with? Somewhere in between or Love Won't Wait?
Let's do Love Won't Wait to go out.
All right. Because Love Won't Wait.
You know what? Actually, question. Can we leave some demos and can we give out like the address of the studio if people want to come pick up some?
Sure. We have stuff here,
What's the address here?
Oh, here? 941 Madison.
941 Madison. If you want to pick up some free demos, we'll leave some free State of Revolution demos.
You can pretend you're shopping for fancy things on Madison Avenue and like get things for free.
A fancy demo from Abandoned Riot.
We've been told that this space is the most fun you can have on Madison Avenue.
It really is.
I'm having a good time.
For free.
For free.
It's the best spot in the town.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good times. It really is.
I have fun. All right, you ready?
All right, so yeah, we're gonna go out. So Siobhan Rose, State of Revolution. Yeah,
MySpace. Love Won't Wait.
Love Won't Wait, and check it out: myspace.com/State of Revolution. Thanks, guys.
Thank
God. Yeah, I'm such a plug whore.
I'm a plug whore.
I can't shut up.
All love right. You.
Come on,
hit it.
Sorry. Yeah.
You can.
Now it's all on me now. I now can't do it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I can't pee when everyone's. All right. Let me tell you a story about a girl I loved when I was 17. She flirted with every guy. I don't know why she made us fool at me. Not the kind of guy who puts his heart on the line. She's the biggest heartbreaker on the RC side. Drown my love, let me out to dry. When I was 17, my love awaits, and it will not be replaced. I'd give anything to have you here so I can say to your face, and I just. You're not the first girl to break my heart this way. And one day I hope it heals you. When you wake up and I'm not around. And when your face sounds dying from a broken heart, walk you off the ground. Because my love won't wait, and it will not be erased. I'd give anything to have you here. So when you say to your face, I'm not just me taking this off my chest. I'll never be a second best. Just call for me then all the rest. Take my heart. Much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
I can see it right now.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.